And good afternoon, boys and girls. Campbell Corner Time from Pioneer Radio, KSRQ. Happy March 20th. Winter's over, right? Kind of, hopefully. We feature the East Grand Forks Public Library of downtown East Grand Forks, Campbell Corner, every Wednesday. Their services, events, and other features of Campbell. Joining me, the director of the Campbell Library, the one and only Charlotte Helgeson.
Well, hello.
Hello. Happy spring. It's kind
about.
Of here now, isn't it?
Kind of.
Is winter over?
Yeah, let's hope so.
No more storms?
I don't know how you got here, but there's still snow out there.
There was a term used last week. A bomb cyclone hit us last Thursday.
Right.
That sounds scary, doesn't it?
It came in, it blew through, and it's gone.
So positive thoughts looking ahead. And a little recap on who you are. Let's go back in time. You were hired at Campbell how many years ago?
Eons ago.
Long time ago.
Yes, I'm creeping up on year 25, completing year 25.
And you're the director of Campbell, and your responsibilities are many?
Well, I get to do the unflashy pieces, so you don't see me out doing the programming much. You get to see me in my office or answering questions. When I do pop out, it's just to visit with whoever might be there, usually those under the age of five.
A busy, busy person at Campbell Library. Let's get to our list of things to talk about on this Wednesday. Number one on my list that you've sent me. Thank you for that again, by the way. Tankertown's tomorrow, Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. What is Tankertown?
Tinkertown is for the kids between first and fifth grade, and they get to work with STEAM activities. So STEAM meaning our science, our technology, our engineering, our arts, mechanics. They get to do experiments, but not classroom. Andrea-style fun.
This is kind of like an early robotics type.
It can be.
Thing,
sometimes
right?
It's robotics. Tomorrow they will be doing abstract painting.
Ooh.
Northwest Minnesota Arts Council is helping sponsor this one.
Okay.
Brenda Bomber, a local artist, will be coming in and teaching the kids about abstract art. There's a lot of adults that could learn about this, but your kids will be able to tell you now.
And they can paint too tomorrow?
And they can paint. They
All
will
right.
be painting.
Watercolor, I'm assuming?
You know what?
Easy
I have.
Cleanup?
I have. Brenda's a smart woman. I'm sure she has
All
a
right.
really good strategy for that.
All right, that's 4 o'clock tomorrow. Again,
yeah.
Tinkertown and abstract painting at Campbell. Is there registration for either one?
No. Come in after school.
Okay.
You'll be there for about an hour. And it can be noisy and it can be messy.
It can be.
It can be.
And that's the sign of a vibrant library in action.
It's a sign of learning, too.
There you go. 4 o'clock tomorrow. Coming up next Monday, March 25th at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, a group will meet. And who will that be?
For caregivers. And it's a support group. It's one of our program partners. So it's a group of people who come in and will help those who maybe feel like winter's been really, really long and they haven't gotten out as much as they'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
And they've had someone they've had to care for. So come over, meet the other people who are doing similar things, spend an hour and share the support, share the grief, share the happiness. And it's something well worth your time.
Nice to have space to meet and share those things. And how many groups come in on average per week, per month, and use Campbell as a meeting site?
Oh, that's a tough one. because we have everything from regular kinds of groups that are these support type groups to meetings. We have youth groups. We have the philosophy group. We have the Audubon Society. Every week it's a different assortment. Those rooms are busy all the time.
Well, let's see. Item 3, I have various favorite times of the year, including Christmas, Thanksgiving, Easter, the first day the Dairy Queen opens up in spring, and tax season. The season's here, and help is available for those who need help in tax preparation, which I think is great.
We do, and I just remind people repeatedly that they are volunteers. They do a chore that most of us do not enjoy doing.
No.
They're there on Tuesdays from 1 to 7, Thursdays 1 to 4, and Saturdays. But they will be done April 13th. They have a couple of days that they come and do the property rebate with you. But you have to just come in and wait. It's first come, first serve. No reservations. No badgering of the receptionists. No getting after the volunteers who are spending their time to do this chore for you.
I'm assuming this has happened in the past.
They're wonderful people. And I would just like, you know, I'd really like to walk out into that lobby sometimes and feel the gratitude from those who really need help.
Sure. And again, it's AARP volunteers.
That's right.
Which is great.
Yep.
Again, that is on now through April 13th. Free of charge. Be courteous. Be patient.
Right.
Those two key words. All right. And our final topic on Campbell Corner, new books. I see you have a stack there, Charlotte. Four books, and they're all the same size.
And they are. I was hoping you would point that out.
Is that part of a series?
Well, they're parts of series that are similar. And I have brought in one or two from different pieces of this at times. But I wanted to let everyone know that these are series that are not like in one spot all lined up next to each other. They are in areas, though. The first one I have is What Was the Titanic? And we have all of this series like in the 909s in our nonfiction. So that's a number you go looking for. But people like yourself and me very often really get intrigued by a topic or a person or a time period, and we want to read on it. We go to the library and we find a book that's 540 pages.
Long book.
We're not going to take it home. We don't have time. We might glance at it. These books are about 100 pages. Kids can use them for their reports in fifth, sixth through middle school into high school. But if you don't want a monster book, these are perfect. They are perfect biographies. They talk about time periods. So I have What Was the Titanic, which I can continue to read about. I find that very fascinating. What Were the Roaring Twenties? Who was Nikola Tesla?
He played for the Green Bay Packers. He was a linebacker. Didn't last very long, though. No?
You know, you might need to read that book. I'll leave that one here with
Thank
you, okay?
You.
And who were the Tuskegee Airmen?
Very brave men.
Very brave men.
Yes.
And there are a number of books out about them. But sometimes we need to just get the information, find out what's actually true, rather than maybe some stories
we've
heard.
Separate the myth from the fact.
And all of these books have really great pictures, helps us with history for those of us who were not there at that particular time. Or it's a really good idea to share these with people who may remember some of these times.
Good point.
So I would highly recommend the Who Were, Who Was, What Were, What Is series that we have. All ages. Don't be afraid to pick up a children's book.
Mm-hmm.
They have wonderful information and amazing pictures.
Recapping our topics today, Tinkertown tomorrow, Thursday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Abstract Painting with Brenda Bomber will be held tomorrow as well. Next Monday, March 25th, the Caregiver Support Group meets at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. AARP volunteers on hand to help you with your taxes. Again, they are on site Tuesdays from 1 to 7, Thursdays 1 to 4, Saturdays 10 till 1 through April 13th. To find out more about the East Grand Forks Public Library, Campbell Library, what can folks do, Charlotte?
They could call at 218-773-9121. They can go to our website at egflibrary.org. Or they can come into the library. Most of the ice is off the parking lot.
Yay!
Yes!
Okay, and say hey.
And say hey.
All right, happy spring.
Thank you to you too.
Campbell Corner Wednesdays at 3:05 on Pioneer 90.1.